USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters are predicting dangerous heat from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast this week. Summer is kicking off with a heat dome spreading hot air from Michigan to the south, sending temperatures soaring into the upper 90s. Humidity pouring in from the south will make it feel even hotter without much cooling overnight. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Testifying before the Senate, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause an economic downturn. Paul also responds to concerns that higher interest rates could hurt the labor market.
We are strongly, strongly committed to restoring price stability. We do understand that it is the thing that we need so that we can get back to the kind of labor market that we all want.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. A senior administration official telling reporters a gas tax suspension alone won't fix the problem we face, but will provide families a little breathing room as the administration keeps working to bring down gas prices for the long haul. Lawmakers in both parties say they aren't really certain this would make much of a dent. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is skeptical.
Unfortunately, the way that gas is ticking up every single week, that reduction in price is eliminated in about 12 days. So the truth is that what we need is to restart the conversation about the Keystone XL pipeline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is testifying before the House Oversight Committee regarding the workplace environment of the Washington Commanders. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As June comes to an end, the Supreme Court will continue releasing high-profile decisions.
As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
We saw someone arrested for attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh, and I think we're deliberately going to see violence used as a tool of political terrorism by the left. And I got to say, Sean, it's infuriating that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, refuses to enforce the law. It is a federal crime to protest at a justice's home while a case is pending. The Department of Justice under Biden refuses to enforce that law. We're seeing pro-life centers, pregnancy centers targeted, firebombed, and the Department of Justice is not doing a thing about it.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A new Wheatley Institution research study found that high rates of social media use by parents correlates with higher rates of mental health issues for their kids. The authors of the study saying about 10% of teens are depressed when their parents use social media at a low level compared to nearly 40% of teens being depressed at the highest levels of parent social media use. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.